This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanese officials claim a major power station in Lebanon will resume operations on Sunday, 2 days after it ground to a halt due to lack of fuel amid constant power cuts during the country's economic collapse. One of Lebanon's four main power plants went offline Friday because the state electricity company says it was unable to access fuel shipments stuck offshore due to pending payments. The company said Saturday foreign correspondent banks had completed payment procedures and preparations were underway to unload the cargo the same day, but there was no reference to another power station which also went offline on Friday because it ran out of fuel. The two plants together provide about 40% of the country's electricity. Lebanon is in what the World Bank has called one of the worst economic crises since the 1850s, and the cash-strapped state is struggling to buy enough fuel to keep the lights on. Power cuts in recent months have lasted up to 22 hours a day in some areas, while even private generator owners have been forced to ration output as fuel prices rise, resulting in periods of complete blackout. This has disrupted work at businesses, government offices, and hospitals. The government's COVID-19 vaccine committee on Friday said it canceled a mass vaccination drive planned for the weekend because of power outages in most centers. Lebanon has been without a fully functioning government since the last one resigned in the wake of a devastating explosion at a Beirut port last year that killed more than 200 people. The economic crisis has seen the Lebanese pound lose more than 90% of its value against the dollar on the black market and left over half the population living below the poverty line. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.